Yeah, I heard the crowd there, about 200 or 300 supporters down, and that was their chant at the end of the game. We're top of the league, we're going to win the league. Well, and today's showing that they've certainly got a big chance. They've ended up winning the game quite comfortably 2-0. Their opening goal coming in the 22nd minute, it was one of their foreign players, Nazir, who scored from 20 yards after his Institute failed to clear. The second goal came then on 29 minutes. When McCauley just wide with a shot for Institute in the 29th minute. But in the 41st minute, a free kick by Kevin Brown was knocked in by Keith Cowan. Just a simple tap on goalkeeper Brown, Rory Brown, failed to hold it, and it came out to Keith Cowan just a couple of yards out, and he simply tapped it into the empty net. That's the way it was at half time. Second half was pretty boring. Both sides made a lot of substitutions, but never really looked as either one was going to score or make any difference to the score sheet. Keith Cowan himself got booked in the 54th minute, so he's had an eventful day, but it was easy enough for Glentoran. They were never really under any pressure, especially when Institute's top goal scorer Joe McCready was substituted with about 20 minutes remaining. So it was a comfortable day for Glentoran. As you say, Chris, they're back on top of the league and they're going to be hard to shift. Final score at the Brandywell Institute 0, Glentoran 2.